You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my beautiful co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
We are going to talk about money with your parents.
Well, it's
that hard talk.
It is a hard talk. To have the money talk with your parents as they get older, it's uncomfortable for a lot of people.
It can be. My parents were pretty easy about it. It was funny what my mom chose to focus on, though, versus what my dad would focus on, versus what I would think about talking about.
When it somehow becomes this white elephant in the room, it's there. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to talk about it, and we know we need to know it. But for some reason, there are all these barriers that stand in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting, a couple stats that I saw is 34% of parents have not had a detailed conversation with their adult children about their living expenses in retirement. And 43% of parents said they haven't had a detailed discussions about their long-term care plans.
Mm-hmm.
That's that's quite a few people. That's a high percentage.
That is a high percentage. But that's probably true.
When I saw three different main barriers that seem to keep people from doing this, one is there seemed to be some kind of long-held prohibitions on talking about money or death with parents.
I think the kids have an issue about talking about it, and then the parents have issues because they either have shame around their money situation.
Yeah, they have a sense of embarrassment,
right?
If they don't think they've managed their money very well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or another one is the fear of losing control over their finances.
Mm-hmm, right. Mom and dad kind of worked through that with my sister a little bit, but it all ended up working out in the end. And one thing my parents did that I'm going to share is that they kept us girls in the know about where their accounts are, where their bank accounts are, their insurance policies, the safe deposit box. Like, we have access to all that stuff if and when. But I remember mom having some hesitancy when my sister was a certain age. I was kind of more the finance person. My sister was a little not so much the finance person. And as my sister grew, my mom grew more trust and added her to the accounts and things like that. I think it's important to have the discussion so that everybody is on the same page. They know where to go for that that stuff.
Yeah, that's very important. And I think that kids can be a little nervous about it at times because when I say kids, I mean adult children.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to come across as being greedy or nosy, mm-hmm, about their parents' information, but they really need to know. And one of the things I saw in the survey is that even when families talk, how misunderstandings happen. Mm-hmm. 69% of parents say that they've discussed their will and estate plans with children. Okay, but only 52% of their children said that they had discussed it.
So those are the children that didn't listen.
Apparently, one way or another, it wasn't clear. It's one thing to discuss it, but I think that you have to take close notes because the older I get, the more I realize I can't rely on my memory. I have to write things down.
Agreed. And I think it's always good to have a follow-up with your parents about it. Like I said, my mom was just a couple months ago, mom was all focused about the materialistic things that were in the home. Derek likes the red chair, so the chair is Derek's. What do you want, Tam? What do you want? I go, Mom, I really don't need anything. I don't want anything. She really got her feelings hurt about it. And she was like, How about this? You said you like this. I'm like, Mom,
just a bunch of stuff.
So I think I finally found something. She has an old Irish antique table that folds out. And I said, okay, I'll take that. She goes, yay! She went around dancing. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's great.
It was funny. So, I would rather know that the house is going to be paid off or what the game plan is there. How the funeral arrangements, what do you want?
Do they want to be buried? Do they want to be cremated?
Mom decided she wanted to have a pine box out in Cherryville, Missouri, out in the field overlooking the long, tall grass.
Well, when it's not communicated, it creates so many serious conflicts among the remaining children after parents die. For instance, if it's not communicated, they have to communicate their logic somewhere. So let's say they leave one grandchild a lot more than another. Well, it may be for a very good reason, but if they don't document those reasons, then somebody feels slighted.
Oh, and I have been witness to that. My ex, their family, it was everything was such a mess, and sisters had misunderstandings, thought one was better than the other. It was such a nightmare. And none of that was true.
Have an executor of the estate that's going to be fair, too.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. So, but in the end, I think communication. So we're going to share 7 steps to start the conversation with your parents. Or if you're the parent, this could be something you can translate the 7 steps to your children, how to talk to them.
Yeah, it may motivate you, mm-hmm, if you're listening right now, because I know we have a lot of listeners in this age group, mm-hmm, that are listening right now. So if this is you, know that this may help you jumpstart the conversation with your kids.
Correct.
So, all right.
So number one, you want to go for it?
Sure. So number one is just request a meeting. So, mm-hmm, you don't have to dive into the money conversation unexpectedly, because that's what can make people nervous. You don't want to spring it on them. Just request a meeting. And, you know, it's not saying you're hoping, you know, you're going to die soon.
Right. If you're the child and you go, hey, mom, do you have life insurance?
Right. You could just say something like, we want to get clear on what your wishes are in terms of your estate. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that we all understand what's important to you, mm-hmm, and what we can do to support you, mm-hmm, and include all your siblings in the conversation, too.
Definitely. And it really needs to try to get arranged for everyone to be present to have a conversation, not to have them feel ganged up on. That's for sure. You want to make sure that you're clear about the intentions there.
All right. So step number two, mm-hmm, Tammy.
Focus on what your parents want. So this is a big deal. Just like Doug said, we'd like to understand what your wishes are, so we don't have to guess about what you wanted, and to save some of the arguing for anybody, so there's no misunderstandings. And this is an opportunity to really listen to your parents. And then parents, if you're the ones that want to talk to your children, really listen to your children and find out what they don't understand. Ask the questions like, do you even know what I want when I do die? Do you know where I want to be buried? Do you know how I want to, do I want the pine box or do I want the Cadillac version? Oh, you know, what is it that they want? You know, so just think about these from both sides.
All right. So the third step is to communicate carefully. When you're having this meeting, communicate very carefully. So there's a 3-step approach that works really well, and it entails mirroring, validation, and empathy. Mm-hmm. So the mirroring is the part where the listener repeats verbatim what the speaker's just said. So I hear you saying you'd like Anne to inherit the house because she loves it. She loves it the most and already lives nearby. So then the listener, you know, can validate that the person said it, expressing their perspective. So, mm-hmm, it makes sense what you want to do with this. You care about Anne, and she's expressed the most interest in staying here. So then, you know, you can move on through each of those of the empathy, and just make sure that you're showing those emotional states to them.
Yeah, the third step on that is important too. That to empathize with that speaker, whoever has the floor, and just kind of try to relate to them about how you know that this is kind of a scary thing to talk about, because you're worried about how somebody's going to feel, or, you know, stepping on people's feet. And it takes a maturity in both sides to kind of handle this type of communication. But it's really important to consider everybody's perspectives, for sure.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the 7 steps to initiate the money talk with your parents. Mm-hmm. So we are up to step number 4. Go ahead, Tammy.
Yeah, it's an acronym. So think ACE, A-C-E, ACE. Ask, confirm, and encourage. Those are the things. If anything you take away, think about it from that space. You're going to ask your parents what their wishes are. You're going to confirm what you heard, and then you're going to encourage them or reassure them about what they want. So that it's avoiding any of the questions. Why are you doing that? Now that you've put somebody in a defensive, because when they're defensive like that, like why does he get it? You know, come from. So let me understand. Billy gets the truck. Joanne gets the house. So instead of coming from that, just reconfirm and encourage them that you understand.
All right, so step number 5 is to ask for help. Mm-hmm. So parents are going to be very receptive if you're asking for help with your own situation. Okay, so if you end up saying, you know, we're working on our own financial planning and a couple things came up I want to talk to you about and get your opinion on, mm-hmm, and as you start to talk about yourself, they'll jump to your aid. And of course, parents like to parent.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd love to help you with your situation. And then that's a great way to turn it around and have some conversations about, by the way, what is it you have planned or what do you want?
Right. They definitely tend to be more receptive towards that. All right. So the next one is skip the details. If the other person seems uncomfortable about talking about money, you know, just let them know that the dollar amounts aren't necessary. So let's say they bought a house and they're kind of underwater. It'd be great to know that. But if they're uncomfortable, that might be a conversation you hold for another time.
Yeah, and if they don't want you to know exactly how much they have in assets or things like that, then just know in general that I want this, you know, want this IRA to go toward this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to tell you all the specific numbers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, step number seven is to look in the mirror. So if you've had money troubles in the past, your parents may be hesitant to talk to you about money. They might worry that you're going to be asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
So preface the conversation with putting all the objections out front. Okay, so I know that I've had a really bad history with money, mm-hmm. but I'm in a really good place financially right now. Mm-hmm. And I promise this isn't about me asking for money right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's what my sister did. And that's what changed my mom's mind.
Well, good stuff. So if you want to read these in detail, because I know that when we're just rattling these off on the air, it's hard to remember all 7 of these steps. So download these. You can print them off directly from our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for the steps to initiate the money talk with your parents. So coming up, we're going to be talking about how to manage the gap in your finances between reality and your financial goals. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.